News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Spanish government has approved a draft law to ban smoking and vaping on bar and restaurant terraces. It would also prohibit minors from using vapes and stop sale of single-use electronic cigarettes. Chris Macy is the Irish Heart Foundation's Director of Advocacy. We'll come to vaping in just a moment. But Chris, do you think Ireland should ban smoking in bar and restaurant terraces?
Absolutely. There's plenty of evidence out there, in terms of the impact of smoking outdoors on secondhand smoking. The US Surgeon General has said there's no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke anywhere, indoor or outdoor. And I suppose it's not really surprising, a smoker inhales about 15% of the cigarette. The rest goes into the air around them or is inhaled if there are people in the vicinity. And we're talking about, cigarette smoke that contains 4,000 chemical elements, including elements of rocket fuel
No denying it's all nasty stuff, but is the industry, restaurants in particular here, really good at regulating this? There are very limited areas you can smoke on a terrace in Ireland. Bars are different than smoking areas, particularly in nightclubs and stuff like that. That's different. But, do we not leave people to make their own judgment on this and pick where they want to go if they're a non-smoker?
But outdoors, outdoors you might not have a choice. If you're in a restaurant and someone starts in an outdoor section and someone starts smoking beside you, you've a choice to get up and leave or to bear it out. And I've had that situation myself, as many people listening I'm sure would. But it's really down to the concentration of the exposure that you've got. So, if someone's if there's two people in an outdoor restaurant, one at either end of it, maybe that wouldn't have any effect at all. But if you're sitting near people where maybe several people start smoking, then you are going to have it. And, you just look at the impact, say, of our workplace smoking ban. Now, that's indoor, fair enough. But, that reduced in 1 year after the workplace smoking ban, ischemic heart disease came down by 26%, stroke by 32%, and all-cause mortality
Ireland
by 30%.
And to be fair, other countries, I know where you're going, Chris, and I agree with you.
The point I'm trying to make is that there are levels of concentration of these matters around people, indoor or outdoor. And, as the US Surgeon General has said, there's just no safe level of exposure to this. And
on the vaping issue, Chris,
we have to live as well on
the vaping issue, Chris, is the Irish government finally getting its finger out? Because this to me is the most frustrating public policy failure in recent years. Are we going to see, we know minors can't buy vapes, I think under 18s can't buy them, are still out there, and we're talking about stopping them. They've stopped in Northern Ireland, they're not available here. Do you think the Irish government is finally going to get to grips with it?
Well, the minister said just before the recess that it was, her priority was to deal with disposable vapes and the flavours and the plain packs and, all the other things that are coming in. In fairness to the government, they tabled this, or it was agreed to Cabinet last September, but a year ago. But I suppose it was disrupted by the general election. But we do have a big concern because there was a massive delay of several years in even banning the sale of vapes to children. We were one of the last countries in the EU to do that. And as you say, until the law comes in, children here won't have the same level of protection from nicotine addiction as their counterparts in the north.
We'll leave it there for now. That is Chris Macy, the Irish Heart Foundation's Director of Advocacy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.